My name is LaShonda Smith, and I am the host for the First Year Business Podcast. I created this podcast so it can be used as a tool to help guide you through your first year in business. I will talk about the struggles, the tips, the do's, the don'ts, the highs, and the lows. You name it. So, grab a glass of wine, get relaxed, maybe get a pen and paper so you can take notes, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Welcome back to the First Year Business Podcast. Of course, I am your host, LaShonda Smith, and we are on episode 21. So in today's episode, I'm going to share some tips on how you can gain experience as a new coach before ever having a paid client. This will help you boost your confidence as a coach and help you with some tweaks, make some tweaks in your program and in your coaching throughout this process. So let's hop right on into it. How do you gain experience as a new coach? So I know if you are new into the coaching space, you're probably like, girl, I'm a little nervous to put myself out there. How do I know for sure that I'm going to be able to serve these clients the way that I intend to serve these clients? How do I know that I'm going to be able to deliver the result that I'm promoting? If it's like, if you haven't practiced it and gotten the results from different people. And so this is probably why you're curious on what you can do to gain experience to prepare you to take on paid clients. So the very first thing that I would recommend you do is work with up to 3 beta clients for free. Now, normally I am really, really big on not offering your services for free because I believe that we should be paid for our time, even in the beginning, because at the end of the day, we do have the expertise. We do have the years worth of knowledge that we've gained and researched over the years in order to be able to teach someone else. But I also believe that sometimes having beta clients will boost that confidence that you need in order to put yourself out there as a paid coach. This is, having a beta client gives you so many different benefits when it comes to starting off at the very beginning. But I also made sure to put a number a number on it to make sure that you're just not out here offering everybody coaching sessions for free. Okay. Because I know you, girl, you will be out there offering everybody a free coaching session because you're trying to get this confidence boost. You're trying to feel better in the space, feel more confident in the space. And once you have 3 clients, girl, you got it. Like you don't need more than 3 paid clients. So first of all, if you are going to take on any type of beta client for free, the very first thing you want to do to make sure that this is highly beneficial for the both of you is that you qualify these clients. So don't be out here taking, you know, your cousin Pookie and all these other people, and they technically do not qualify as a client that will get the benefit that you're looking to get for your people. You want to make sure that this person is qualified to be a beta client because they are committed to getting the results. You know, they've done certain homework or whatever it is that your qualifying process would be for a paid client. You want to make sure that you're not wasting your time with someone that's not going to show up the way they need to show up, right? So the very first thing you want to make sure you do is that you qualify your clients. The second thing you want to do is coach if they are a paid client, because you don't want to bring out this, oh, we sisters, so we can, you know, we're kind of cool. There's actually a word for this. And if I could think of it, I'm going to like say it, but I got a feeling that because I'm trying to think of it, I won't be able to. You don't want to be buddy-buddy with these people when you're doing this service. I don't know the exact term I'm looking for, but that'll get the point across. You want to still keep it professional and show up as if this is a paid client. This is, even if it's your cousin, your friend, your sister, your brother, don't give yourself the excuse of, oh, because I know this person personally, I don't have to show up on time, I can be late delivering their homework, you know, we could just talk on the phone, we could just meet for coffee. Like, you want to keep it professional and treat them as if they have paid you for their service or paid you for your service. You want to deliver that amount of professionalism with them, because if you get used to doing, you know, the buddy-buddy relationship with your people, and don't get me wrong, you will make friends with your paid clients. But what I'm saying is, if you get used to kind of relaxing too much whenever you're taking on a client, that can actually turn off someone that is a paid client because they're looking for you to be professional. They're not looking for another cousin, brother, sister. They're not looking for someone to relate in that aspect where, you know, they are going to be okay with you just being late and being like, girl, I had to go and do this. No, you want to get used to being professional even at the beta stages of your coaching business. Another thing is you want to have an end date for this beta experience. So if you are taking on beta clients for free, you want to let them know up front, this is a 30-day program or this is a 90-day program. I don't recommend you doing a beta program for 90 days, but I'm just saying, like, whatever the time frame is that you think it will take for you to get the result, you need to have an end date. Don't just have ongoing coaching for your beta clients, because at the end of the day, you need to charge for your time. And so in your expertise, got to throw that out there. I actually almost ran into this before when I was doing my beta program, where I just really enjoyed working with this person. And so I was kind of planning to extend it. I didn't really have an end date. And this is why I put this in here, because when I initially started working with this person, I was just like, oh, girl, I can help you with that. Like, I'm trying to create this program. Let me go ahead and work with you and, like, just practice this. And they agreed. And so at the time, because I hadn't created anything, it was kind of like client led until I could, like, create certain things. I didn't have an end date. And so eventually I was like, okay, now this free session is interfering with my paid sessions. You know, because at this point I'm getting paid for my sessions at the time, and now I'm having to pick an end date for this person because I need to replace this with a paid client. You know, so just make sure you have an end date for the beta experience. Also, when you are taking on beta clients, ask for feedback throughout the beta experience. So if you have questions about certain things that you may be working on, or certain things that are methods that you may be taking them through, a certain process that you're practicing with them on, this is a good time for you to be like, okay, so what is your feedback on how I'm delivering my homework to you, or how we're going through this program? Like, is there anything that I can work on? Is there anything that you feel that's missing? And do it throughout the experience. Don't just do it at the end. Do it throughout, because if you can make small tweaks throughout the process and then get feedback on, or feedback from them with the new process that you're trying, that's going to be a lot more helpful when it comes to working with a paid client, because you don't necessarily want to ask your paid clients for their feedback in reference to that throughout the experience. You want to come off professional, like you've already done this. You've already done the practice, the trial and run, or trial and error. You don't want them to feel like you're practicing on them. You want them to feel like you've already done this thing and you know that this is going to work because you've done it, right? So that's a really, really big one. Also, get testimonials from your beta clients. This is one of the key benefits to actually going through the beta process, because before you get paid clients, sometimes you just want that social proof. Sometimes you need that social proof that, look, I did get this result for a client or for somebody before. They don't have to know that they didn't pay you. They don't have to know all that. All I need to know is that you delivered the result and they were happy with your service, okay, or with your coaching experience. That's all they need to know. So make sure that you get testimonials during this beta experience. I'm going to share like a little quick tip in reference to getting testimonials. What I would recommend doing, based on what I've experienced with testimonials, is if you can get a testimonial on your last call with your client, that's going to be your best bet. Now, don't get me wrong, you can send out like a testimonial email after the fact and say, hey, you know, could you send a testimonial, or have them write it out after the fact? But honestly, based on my experience, I feel like once that really good feeling of, oh my God, this was so great, once that's gone, it's kind of hard to get people to turn around and leave you a review. Some people still leave you a review. Don't get me wrong. But what I've noticed is that you kind of start playing rat and mouse or cat and mouse, and you're like chasing them down to do the review and they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it, and then they don't never do it, and then you're like, hey, can I get this testimonial because you're a beta client, I really need this testimonial, you ain't giving it to me, so just do it at the last session. And what you can do is you can actually have them, if you do like Zoom calls or something like that, you can have them do a video testimonial where you just create a dialogue between them and get their feedback. And you can have them type it in the chat. Like, just, hey, type your testimonial in the chat real quick. And then you could just copy and paste it where it goes. And now you don't have to chase them down for the testimonial after the fact. Because most of the time, your beta clients, when they actually go through the full experience, they're very grateful. They're very happy that you decided to, you know, give this or offer this experience to them at no cost. And so they would be honored to leave you a testimonial if they've gotten any kind of result from that. So definitely make sure you get that. Also, when you are doing beta clients at the beginning, make a pay offer at the end. Make an offer. Okay, so if you are working with someone for free, I hope that you have a next step for this person. So even if they are a beta client and they've gotten a result, 9 times out of 10, people, for one, they will pay for accountability. Like, maybe they've gone through the process of whatever it is that you're teaching them about, and now they need someone to hold them accountable to keep going. So make sure you have something for a next step, whether it be like, okay, we're going to meet once a month now, and this is how much it's going to be if you want to be a part of that. You know, because just because they started off free don't mean that they have to end off with no revenue, you know, to your business. I have secured quite a few of my beta clients at the beginning stages because they enjoyed working with me so much. They wanted to continue the process, and they were willing to pay for the rest of the process because they already knew what the experience was going to be like. So they were already sold before I ever gave them an offer. So I think doing these things when you are working with beta clients, I think this is going to be a really key way for you to gain experience as a new coach. The second thing that you could do is host a free weekly Zoom call. Now, this is not for the week, I will say, because if you are not used to going live or used to hosting something live, then this may be like a really big leap. But if you can get used to hosting a free weekly Zoom call, not only will you grow your email list or grow whatever it is that you're trying to grow and be able to pitch in front of more people, but you can start perfecting what your Zoom call is. So whatever you're teaching people on during that Zoom call, you can keep perfecting and like just making it better and better and better throughout you doing this, because you keep doing the same thing and then you have people asking you questions on a Zoom call, and then you can like tweak what the call is for the next round, and you're doing it every week. So you're giving people the opportunity to get pitched every week by you, and know, learn about you and learn about what you do, and really turn over to getting paid clients. So make sure if you're going to do this that you promote it every single week, so that way you will get new people in the door to your Zoom call every single week. Also, I will offer this exclusively via DM, so you can actually have like a pitch ready to DM certain people that you feel are a qualified lead or something like that. If you know that they could use the service or the Zoom call or coaching session that you're going to be doing live, just do it through DM. So that way you're only offering it to people that you know is probably going to benefit from this Zoom call. It also creates a more intimate environment where you're not having a whole bunch of people on there. Depending on what you're doing, like if you're going to be hands-on with every single person in the Zoom call, then the smaller the better. Also, qualify the attendees before they can join. So this is really, really big. You don't want people just joining just to sit in here, because when you are trying to book clients, booking clients is really a numbers game. But if you have the wrong people in your Zoom call that you know you're going to do a pitch at the end of, and they're not even interested in what it is really that you're talking about, but they're just kind of curious, that's really a waste of time, because you don't want to have those people in there and then now you feel some type of way because you're pitching to these people that were not qualified to join your program anyway. So make sure you have a qualifying process for the attendees before they can join.
Also, make sure if you are doing a free weekly Zoom call that you collect their emails for future use. So I don't care if you have a link to the Zoom. Make sure that you have a sign up form of some sort where you are collecting the information from these people, because even if they don't do the pitch that, or even if they don't enroll in your program or your coaching service after the Zoom call, you want to have a way to follow up with these people. We need to follow up with these people so that maybe if they're not ready today, they may be ready next week or in a couple weeks or a month or whatever. But you want to have them in your database, because if they actually showed up live to your weekly Zoom call, they are considered a warm to hot lead. So these are people that will be way easier to convert over into a paid client versus people that have not attended anything live, have not listened to anything that you have to coach on. They're going to be harder to pitch and sell to versus someone that actually signed up for your weekly Zoom call and actually showed up and attended your Zoom call. Also, make sure that you ask market research questions during the call. So these are basically the people that are on the call. You can basically brainstorm or market research with these people, because if they are on the call, they are a potential client. They are 9 times out of 10 already pre-qualified. So you know that these are the type of people that would typically book for whatever you're offering. And you can ask them questions, like learn. And when I say ask them questions, I mean learn about what they're struggling with. Because using their verbiage in your sales pitch and in your on your sales page, that is going to really make it easier for you to convert people when you are pitching your program, because you may have the lingo of whatever profession you're in, right? But when people are looking for that service, or if they're having that issue or struggling with that problem that you're solving for other people, they probably use a different lingo than you. So hearing it out of their mouth, what it is that they're struggling with, what they're getting stuck on, how this is affecting them in their personal life or whatever, you write that stuff down, because then you can create content in reference to that stuff to help bring more leads to your coaching programs. You can utilize that stuff, like I said, to go on your sales page, to go in your sales pitch, so that you're essentially speaking directly to what their problems are. And then too, you may be solving a problem that they might not even be struggling with like that. And they might tell you a new problem. You'd be like, "Ooh, I can create something or add that into my program, because it seems like a lot of people are having this issue." So make sure you get market research questions asked during this call. Also, get testimonials from the Zoom call. So again, if you know that these people are really benefiting from the Zoom call and they're like, "Girl, this was so helpful. Oh my God, thank you so much for doing this for free. Like, I got so many tips, or I got so many nuggets off of this." Tell them to put their testimonial in the chat. Okay, put your testimonial in the chat if you benefited from this. And if for some reason some people didn't leave a testimonial, I will also have a follow-up email asking them to leave a testimonial, because the more testimonials you have and the more you're promoting this on a weekly basis, that's leverage that you can use to promote it to other people. Like, this is what some people are saying about my weekly live or my weekly Zoom call. Make sure that you attend the next one. Here's the link, or here's the sign-up form. So I feel like that is some really, 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 really good gems if you are at the beginning stages of, you know, trying to get experience as a new coach. But I have some more, girl. I got some more, so we're going to keep going. Now, in reference to the Zoom call, also make sure that you are recording every Zoom call, because you never know when you may want to turn this into a pre-recorded training. So right now you're doing them live, but you don't have to always do them live. So let's say you've perfected the Zoom call and you feel like you've really kind of, you've gotten the momentum build up. People are really excited to join. People are joining consistently. You feel like you've really, really gotten this process down. Then maybe you can go ahead and turn this into an evergreen Zoom call where it's not live. It's a pre-recorded video. It's a pre-recorded training. And then you can start doing another topic that's live. And now people still have access of getting this Zoom call, which is essentially a recorded training at this point. And so now you have leads coming in from people signing up for that. And you have leads coming in from people signing up for your new weekly Zoom call. in, make a paid offer at the end of this call. Okay. That's really, really important. Don't be giving these people all this, you know, these gems and dropping gems and free information, and then you ain't got no call to action at the end. Okay. Cause I'm gonna get you. Make sure that you have some type of call to action where it's a paid offer, whether it's a one-on-one session with you, a group coaching program with you, put something on the end of it. Okay. Because we're not doing this in vain. We're doing this because we're not only trying to gain confidence, but we're also trying to book some clients. Okay. We need to book clients up in this thing. Now, moving on to the next thing that you can do to gain experience is offer a 1 hour coaching call for free. I also have like a little limit on this as well, but this one is a little different because it's only for 1 hour. So it's kind of different from the beta client, because with the beta client, you're only offering three, but it's probably going to be for more than 1 hour. Like, it's probably going to be 30 days. It's probably going to be maybe 60 days, whatever your process is, maybe 6 weeks. But with a 1 hour coaching call, you're only with this person for 1 hour. So I give you the max of doing about 10 coaching calls for free. And that's like really being generous, because I really feel like you can get away with maybe doing 5. But I look at it from this perspective. That's 10 hours of training, essentially. You're doing 10 hours in your business of training, learning the process of doing a free coaching call, but it's only for 1 hour, right? So I feel like you doing a training for 1 hour or a coaching call for 1 hour and doing up to 10, that's 10 hours in your business. I mean, I feel like that's going to be okay. That's going to get you some testimonials, because 10 different people, 10 different experiences. Also, same things like I mentioned at the beginning, make sure you qualify these clients before even offering this to people, because people will jump on this. This is something that people will jump on, because it's different than the weekly Zoom call. Multiple people are going to be on a weekly Zoom call. But when you are doing something like a 1 hour coaching call for free, people are going to hop on this, because they're going to essentially be like, oh, I'm about to get some free coaching for free. I got to hop on this. Okay. So you want to make sure that the people that are hopping on this are really, really going to be like a qualified potential client. Also, make sure you're only offering this exclusively through DM. I would not promote this like actively on your social media page, because like I said, people are going to be jumping on this for real. And you really don't want people to know that you're offering free services. That's the other thing. Like with the free Zoom call, I feel like it's kind of different. You can kind of get away with it, because a lot of people do offer like free live trainings, and that's kind of in that category. But when you're offering free coaching calls, I feel like you want to be real kind of, you want to be a little discreet with that one. Make sure that you ask for feedback at the end of the experience, just like the other ones. Get testimonials and make a paid offer at the end. So maybe you offer a free coaching call for 1 hour at the beginning, and don't give them all the meat and potatoes in this coaching call, right? You kind of want to have it structured where you're giving them a little taste of what they're looking for. But in order for them to get the full meal, they got to book. They got to do the next step. And they're going to want the full meal if you just give them a little taste. Now, if you give them the whole meal during this 1 hour coaching call, or make them feel like you've given them the whole meal, because this is a difference between you knowing that they need to go through multiple steps after this and them feeling like, oh, I can work on this now. I don't need no more help right now. Like, I'm going to figure the rest of it out, but I got something to work on right now. There's a difference. So you don't want them to even feel like you've given them the full meal. You want to make them feel like, dang, okay, she's dropping gems. She's really helping me with this. But I see that based on what she's saying, that I'm going to need help with this next step as well. And then that's where your offer comes in. So this is really, really big, because we're not doing anything free without some type of call to action at the end, because we're trying to boost our confidence. We're trying to gain our experience, but we're trying to book clients at the same time. Now, I already went over some of this stuff before, but I'm just going to kind of highlight the benefits of offering these beta offers first. Like I said, it's going to boost your confidence as a new coach. It's going to help you reassure you of your abilities as a coach, because I feel like imposter syndrome be kicking our butt when we first get in the coaching game. Like, you may know all of everything in your industry, but when it's time for you to start putting a price on what you know, especially as women, imposter syndrome kicks our butt. Like, we all of a sudden feel like we don't know nothing and we can't help nobody and ain't nobody gonna pay for this. So this offer and beta offers first, it helps reassure your abilities to actually coach. Also, it's going to allow you to get real feedback from real people based on how you're coaching these people. It's going to allow you to make changes in whatever programs you're offering, whatever it is that you're working on or promoting to these people during your beta process. You're going to be able to make changes and make your paid programs better because you're getting real feedback from real people based on what you're currently offering. This is going to help you get testimonials. So when you do start charging, if you're not charging right off the gate, whenever you do start charging, you got results. You got receipts that you have been helping people and providing results for them. So the testimonials, I feel, is really, really good because not only did you offer something for free, but you got social proof as an exchange. And I feel like that is really, really beneficial. And it just kind of like comes tenfold. It also teaches you more about your target client when you do the beta offers first. Because if you're reliant on you getting a paid offer or getting a paid client and you haven't gotten any paid clients yet and you're actively promoting but you haven't gotten anybody to actually book anything, you don't have an ability to learn really about this client because you're not working with anyone. So when you're working with beta clients, you're getting real feedback. You're getting real like lingo and real problems and all these other things that they're dealing with. That's going to help you become a better coach. So look at the beta program or look at the beta experience as a training period for you as a coach. When we're in business, we don't have a way to train ourselves essentially in business. Like if you worked a 9-to-5 and you started a new job and they take you through a training process, we don't necessarily have that when you become an entrepreneur or get into the coaching space. So you kind of have to create that for yourself. And that's what the beta offers are going to do for you. Woo, I feel like I said a lot. But I hope that this was helpful for you. Make sure if you feel like you need help with your new coaching business and you like, girl, I hear you, but I feel like I need some guidance. I feel like I need to learn how to launch my new coaching business or launch my new program, or I have something new that I need help with. You can definitely book a discovery call with me. If you would like to learn how I can help you with your coaching business, whether it's launching, starting, marketing, whatever the case. So just check the description or the show notes below and I will have a link for you to book your free discovery call with me. And we can hop on the phone, girl, and we can figure out what you need to do, okay, and what your next steps are. But until next time, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk soon.